This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. This track, Me Versus Me, was composed by Miami jazz saxophonist David Leon. The 23-year-old Cuban-American was given the ASCAP Foundation's Herb Alpert Young Jazz Composer Award for this work. Herb Alpert has been an icon in the music world for decades and is probably best known for playing with the group the Tijuana Brass. Part of that prestigious award is the chance to play at the Newport Jazz Festival in Rhode Island. That's this weekend. I talked with him before he traveled up north for the performance. David, you grew up in Miami. You went to the Frost School of Music at the University of Miami. How did you get into jazz?
Well, I actually started playing music with the piano. I started playing the piano, and I played classical piano for 8 years. When I moved into middle school, I wanted to join the jazz band. And they said, well, there's already 4 piano players in the jazz band. Why don't you join the legion of 20 saxophones instead? And so I did. Yeah, they gave me an option, and I said, you know, the saxophone is the coolest one. That's the one I want to play.
So obviously Miami has a lot of Latin music roots, Caribbean musical roots. How does that affect the jazz that you grew up hearing, playing, and now performing?
Right. Well, a lot of that Latin music that you're talking about, I think I grew up definitely hearing it at parties and kind of dancing to, and it's in my musical blood or whatever, just because it's been around forever. Although I never really made it a point to go out and hear, you know, Latin jazz or Latin music necessarily. It's definitely tinged the sound down here. A lot of musicians are from Cuba, also grew up doing that, and have moved into Latin jazz. And so, like, the music is just very fiery, and a lot of the players down here have a kind of an edge that people notice and say, you know, that's the Miami edge whenever you go somewhere else.
What is that Miami edge? Describe that.
I think it's a different kind of like fiery forward thing where I think I do it naturally, but I'm thinking about, like, there's a saxophone player, Felipe Lamoglia, that is a Cuban saxophonist from down here, and he's definitely got that. And when people think about Cuban guys playing jazz and Latin jazz, you know, they'll often think about Arturo Sandoval or Paquita Rivera, piano players like this. Gonzalo Rubalcaba lives just up the street. You know, guys like that kind of grew up here and did that thing.
Do you think growing up with that tradition has set you apart from other jazz musicians as you tour around the country?
I don't know if it sets me apart, but it's definitely hard to get away from the Miami thing once you're in it.
So what does it mean to be playing at the Newport Jazz Festival?
I'm so thrilled. The Newport Jazz Festival is, you know, one of the most historic jazz festivals that are around. I mean, I can think about multiple records that I grew up listening to that were recorded at the Newport Jazz Festival. Duke at Newport or whatever. It's just like famous recording where everybody's freaking out at this Paul Gonzalez solo. That is amazing, and I can sing that solo. Man, this is amazing. I mean, that's feet from where I'm going to be. That's... You hear, like, screaming. It sounds like something happened, you know? You know, that's the kind of reaction you want from every crowd after you play, you know? I'm going to be there.
So you are this week moving out of Miami to Brooklyn. And the reason that you're doing that, you said, is because sort of a population of jazz appreciators. Mm-hmm. Describe the audiences and why you feel like you need to make that move.
For the kind of music that I want to play, the more experimental stuff that I'm, you know, getting into now, I think that a place like New York has a bigger audience for it and just has more appreciation for it. I love the music that I've grown up playing down here and listening to down here. But as I start to move in a different direction, it is getting harder and harder to find places that have people only listening, you know, sitting down in a room and listening to music. You know, and that's okay. Music down here usually takes kind of a backseat to some other event that's also really cool, and it's always a hang and it's always awesome. But I'd love to play music for people that are really there and engaged in listening to me.
I've been talking with David Leon, who will play at the Newport Jazz Festival this weekend. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.